Well, hello guys. I thought I'd make a kind of a different type of video. I thought I'd show you a few places in the place I live, which is Brighton, on the south coast in the UK. And this here is the Steen. That's right, get out of the picture, I'm filming. Of course, it's winter months, so a lot of things don't look very good. Do they ever? Notice there's a lot of pigeons over there on the right. They don't make much of a mess, do they? And here's another sort of fountain that's not working. But, of course, everything looks better at night with floodlights. But it looks like they're kind of repairing this, maybe getting it ready. Because that water doesn't look too sweet, does it? It's a big old fountain, though. Now this place is what a lot of tourists come to see. It's the Pavilion. It doesn't look too great at the moment, but at night, with floodlights, it doesn't look bad. But just think of the amount of money it costs to keep that going. Our money. My money. You know, I think they should make it into a Hilton hotel or something. Maybe get some money back. I think I've been in it a couple of times, you know. Very regal inside. Now this here's North Street, which goes basically into the main sort of city area, where everything sort of happens, or doesn't. Oh, and here's another place everybody comes to see, the Palace Pier. They got kind of rides at the end, not very big ones, arcades. And a pub called Oriano's, which is quite good at night. I've been drunk there a few times. Just to let you know, it's quite windy today and very cold, about 4 degrees maybe. And here's the entrance to the pier. I didn't go on because it was £2. I'm not paying that. Besides, seen it all before. So that's the Palace Pier there. Those people thinking of going for a swim, I hope not. And then all the way along there, which was where I'm heading, is Brighton Marina. Now I thought I'd take a picture. This is West Street. This is where all the clubs and bars used to be when I was younger. Spent a lot of time in that street at night. On the ground, mostly. Of course, the trouble is a lot of places have disappeared. But it isn't too far away from the Palace Pier, which is just over there. Now, here's what's left of the West Pier. That's about a mile along from the Palace Pier. I used to go on the West Pier when I was a very young boy. But then it got sort of in bad repair, and then it caught fire, accidentally. Yeah, right. And there's more people come to see it now than they did when it was a pier. It's kind of funny when you think a bunch of metal like that is a tourist attraction. Anyway, here's what's left of the I-360. It was in debt, £51 million, and I guess they wrote it off. There's usually a saucer shape on it, but I guess it's closed now, and hopefully they'll take it down, because it's actually an eyesore. Never made any money, ever. A complete waste of money. Our money. My money. Oh, Burger King. Now I don't know. Do I want a Burger King? I haven't had one for years. Or shall I get traditional fish and chips? Yeah, gotta think about it. Well, I decided to go with the burger. Why did I go with a burger? I do like the taste of flame-boiled burgers, actually. And also, look, I get a crown, so I become king. That's why I've eaten there. Don't get that in the fish and chip shop, do you? Now, there's a gun shops around, not many, but here's one. Generally, they do sell mostly airsoft guns and things like that, or replicas. So you see, England does have guns too, you know. What, you kidding me? Fish and chips and mushy peas, 10 quid! Jesus Christ! Must be for the tourists, I guess. Now you also can play crazy golf if you want, on the seafront. With the wind blowing, and about 4 degrees, freezing cold, and they're still playing. Well, I guess the younger kids like it, I guess. Bit of fun. Now, this is the Volks Railway. Been there since I can remember. It's just a small little caboose type of thing that takes people along the seafront. Along these kind of rails that go from there to all the way to the marina. I've been on it a few times when I was a very young man. Okay, who's this? That's Steve Ovette. Look him up. He's a runner. And you can see on the right-hand side how big the buildings are. It's quite a built-up area. Now, many, many years ago, Brighton didn't look too bad, but nowadays it looks a bit run down. Well, go on, mate. You can do it. That's it. Well done. So we're nearly at the marina and the distance there. Still quite a walk, though. Good job I'm a young man. I'm not. So here's the marina. Well, part of it. Lots of buildings down there. People actually live there. But to me, it looks more like an army camp. Not a marina. Or a prison place. Doesn't look very attractive at all. And I'll just show you my boat down there. See my boat? That's the one just closest to you there on the left there. There, right there. Parked it kind of badly there, but that doesn't matter. I'm not using it until sort of the summer or spring. Yeah, I wish. They just sit there all the time, don't go anywhere. What a waste of money. Must be nice to have money you can just waste like that. Apparently down there it's very, very snobby. I actually worked down there for a while and somebody with a big yacht said to me, I said, why don't you just take it out? He said, because it cost 50 bucks just to start it up. So that is a very posh school. That's Rodine School. All Femmons, by the way. And here you can go for a walk along the cliff there, at the bottom there, as long as rocks don't hit you on the head. That's a good wave, wasn't it? Do you see that wave? Nice one. And there's the Palace Pier still, way out in the distance there. And this is where we are now, at the Brighton Marina. This is the gasworks, I guess. Very attractive looking thing, this. You know, right in the sort of place where everybody can see it. Anyway, there it is, guys. The Brighton, UK in the winter. No snow, though. And I must admit, it looks a lot more attractive if you're pissed. Take it easy, guys.